Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus. We welcome you to the closing message of this week's ministry on the great theme, My Salvation and My Security in Christ. What a joy to know. Everything is in Christ. May I repeat the outline as we come to the closing theme of the week? First of all, we have found out what Christ has done for me, that finished work of Calvary's cross, upon which the soul must rest by faith to obtain eternal redemption. Have you trusted that Savior and the work of Calvary to put away your sins and to clear you before God of every charge and deliver you from all the eternal penalty? The second thing we have noted with blessing, I trust, the work that Christ is doing for me. For may I remind you, my beloved friend, don't forget it, fellow believer. The Lord Jesus has done the work to save your soul, but He is doing work in heaven to keep your soul. As the great intercessor, the great high priest, and the great advocate of His people. Today we conclude our theme of the week with what Christ will yet do for me. Oh, may I repeat the theme of the subject again. I delight in the knowledge, my salvation, my security in Christ. Now to consider what He will yet do for me. First, He has promised to bring me to heaven. Hear the words of His promise. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. John 14, verse 3. The Father's house, where my Savior is now, that will be my eternal home. And this is His promise. And well did the writer to the Hebrews write, He is faithful that promised. He has promised to bring me to heaven. My friend that is listening, are you resting on that promise? Then may I go further. Second, He has promised me a new body. When I received Christ as my Savior, there was also promised, upon the ground of God's grace alone, the redemption of my body. Yes, may I state, this also is included in God's great salvation. At the very present time, I possess a body that is definitely subject to sickness, to pain, and death. But when my Lord comes for me and takes me from earth to heaven, I shall have a sinless and a sickless, a deathless, and a glorified body. Listen to the words of dear Paul saying, But we ourselves also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves. Yes, Christians have to groan. But he said, we're waiting for the adoption, meaning that is, the redemption of our body. Romans 8 and verse 23. Oh, beloved, what a joy to realize. When I took the Lord Jesus as my Savior so many years ago, I little understood and know or knew it all then. Then when I received Him as my Savior, my sins were not only forgiven. My soul could indeed say it is well. But it also assures me, I find from the Word of God, that when He comes back for me, as He has promised, He'll change this body. What a joy to know it. For, it brings us to a third fact, He has promised to make me like Himself. Can I repeat that? Be very careful to take it in properly. The Lord Jesus has promised to make me ultimately, perfectly, like Himself. While I am upon the earth, I am expected to grow more like Him, morally and spiritually, by being occupied with Christ and with His Word and in His Word. But when that blessed hope is fulfilled, when He comes, though it at the present time, it has should have a purifying effect in making me more like Him day after day. Yet, though I'm conscious of imperfection while I'm in this world, listen to this truth. I am assured someday I shall be perfectly like Him when I see Him face to face. What can I do better than to write, or even quote better, the words of dear Apostle John in that first epistle of John chapter 3 verse 2. We know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 2. Will you please take in the first two words? We know. Oh, my friend, do you know it? The believer can say, I know it. Though I'm conscious of not being completely perfect, I am told in the Word of God, when I see Him, I will be like Him. What a glorious prospect. And in anticipation, I think of the words of the dear psalmist, chapter 17 and verse 15. I shall be satisfied when I awake with Thy likeness. Oh, may I repeat, why God is seeking to save sinners and to make them His children. His whole desire is to make them like His Son in character, holy, without blame, to be before Him forever in love. The moral, the spiritual likeness of Christ, sinless, sickless, deathless, pure, holy, without sin and stain. And God to look upon the family of His children and know that they are all in the moral beauty and perfection of Christ, the man Christ Jesus. Oh, beloved, when I awake, I shall be satisfied to awake with His likeness. One has well written the words, and I love them. Someday I shall be like Him, like Him, like Him. Someday I shall be like Him, changed to heavenly beauty when His face I see. Someday I shall be like Him, like Him, like Him. Hallelujah, this wonderful promise He gave to me. Then all of these promises and many more that we could mention, they will be fulfilled when He comes for me. Oh, may I say again, He has promised to bring me to heaven. He has promised me a new body. He has promised me to be perfect like Himself in a coming day when I shall see Him face to face when He appears. And these promises are going to be fulfilled when He comes for me. The blessed hope of His coming is an imminent event. The saints of the church are promised Christ's return for His own. His coming, it is pre-tribulational. It is pre-millennial. For Christ must come for His saints before He can come with them. And He will come for the church to remove His bride from this scene before the great tribulation and before the glory of even His millennial kingdom. This event is often called rightly the rapture. And I shall be part of that glory when Jesus comes, whether I am or whether I am not alive on the earth. If I am living or if I have died, listen carefully. That great event when He comes for me, I will be a part of it. Whether my body is in the grave, whether I am in body alive upon the earth. Listen to the words. Paul writing by the Spirit to declare, for the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Beloved, let me state very firmly, This event will be the crowning one to consummate my salvation and bring me in spirit and soul and body to be glorified forever with Christ and like Christ. Oh, beloved, may I state as we have covered it, my salvation and my security in Christ is clearly set forth in the Word of God in this threefold manner that the Savior declares. First, I've been saved through faith in His death upon the cross. I am being saved by His priestly life and ministry upon the throne of God in heaven above. My salvation will be completed when Christ my Savior comes for me and I meet Him with joy in the air above. For from the beginning to the end, I can joyfully confess that salvation is of the Lord, as Jonah said in Jonah chapter 2 and verse 9. And I am thus positively assured from the eternal Word of God that the Lord will finish, perfect that which concerneth me. Praise the Lord. Oh, my beloved friend, we close with the earnest petition that you will reverently study these tremendous truths concerning salvation and security in Christ, and have a heartfelt understanding of this great truth. The salvation is given to everyone who believes on the Lord Jesus by faith. And God grant that what we have covered will saturate your heart, saturate your mind, and bless you with the assurance of such a salvation that you will be strengthened to live for God's eternal glory and for your eternal happiness even while here below. Salvation and security, 'tis all in Christ. What He has done, what He is doing, what He will yet do. May I close with a comment, greatly needed, I'm sure. Many Christians know what He has done, but very few seem to realize what He is doing and seem not to take in what He will yet do. I beg of you, my Christian friend, take it all in for the blessing of your heart and life. And my sinner friend, come to Christ by faith today. See what He has done upon the cross. See what He will do for you on the throne. See what He can and will do for you when He comes. Father, bless Thy word in Jesus' name for His glory. Amen.